about sex, and it's more news about sex than it is in the United States. In the United States, everybody fools around. The women still pretend that they don't, but they're almost about to, they're trying to, but they're not ready to, it's not nice, what time, it's up to you, maybe we'll work something out. They still don't fool around on the first date. First date, it's not nice. Second date, I'll take a chance. They convince themselves on the first date, they hardly know you. The second date, oh, why not? Now I know you better. How much better do you know a person on the second date than the first date? That philosophy is the biggest fraud in the world. It justifies a guilt complex that women have about sex. So they convince themselves on the second date they know you. It's the symbolism of the second date. They don't know you better. How do you know a person better because it's a second date? All you know is that the guy made two trips. All you know is that he went home and came back. She knows you better. The taxi driver knows you better. She don't know you better. Do you understand this? But she convinces herself, he came back because he respects me. That proves respect. Who comes back to a girl out of respect? Out of respect, you go to a funeral, not to a girl. He already made an investment on the first date, so he's coming back to collect. You understand that? On the first date, every man should know he's wasting his time. You're wasting your time on the first date. That's why on the first date, you know what I say? I say, hello, that's one, and I go home. Because we would all the openness in all of the societies, the simple fact is that women still are hypocrites about the whole subject of sex. They have to pretend they never heard of it, they never did it, because they were raised to think it's not nice. The man is raised to think, for you, it's okay. So he's ready, and he wants it, but not with her, because even if he does with her, he's not supposed to let her know what he wants, because she's supposed to pretend she don't want it in order to do it. If she wants it, not nice. If it happened, it happened. She didn't expect it. So she has to pretend she never heard of it before she does it. So you have to pretend you don't want it in order to get it. So the whole trick is to figure out how to get there without talking so she could do it without hearing. If she could do it without hearing, she'll take a chance. Do you understand this, mister? That's why when I go, this is interesting. If you tell a guy, you ever see a guy go with a girl to a motel? I don't want to talk too much about sex. This is not the place to talk about it. But you ever see a guy take a girl to a motel? If he says to her, let's go to a motel, would she go? I never saw a guy say to a girl, let's go to a motel. Sure, my pleasure. I never heard of it. You have to start walking, pretend you don't know where you're going. There'll be a sign 12 blocks long, motel! She don't see the sign. All the way up in the elevator, they're discussing the Dominican Republic. He makes a move and she has to pretend she has no idea what he wants from her. There's nothing but a bed there. What else could you do there? Play basketball? She'll pretend she has no idea what he wants from her. But a guy turns to the girl in any motel room, she always says the same thing. Me? Who else? There's nobody else there. Every girl says the same thing. I thought you wanted to talk to me. What has she got to say that's worth 98.50, 4 o'clock in the morning? Or she'll say, I never did this before. She means with you, she never did it before. Or she'll say, how about my reputation? He heard about it. That's why he's dead. You understand this? This show, I'll be honest with you, it's not for everybody. Do you notice that?